Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 2nd of April. There is an inflation focus, at least in the European time zone. The UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index for March reported a sharp slowdown in retailers' pricing power with a 1.3% year-over-year inflation rate. The British Retail Consortium data does include the price reductions of the two-tier pricing system, which consumer price inflation does not. As consumers have started to resent profit-led inflation, retailers have been pushed to offer price discounts for customers with loyalty cards, a practice that is now under investigation from the competition authorities, and that process will have helped to lower the British Retail Consortium measure. This does suggest that UK consumers have more spending firepower, although, of course, most household spending lies outside of the world of retail and retail prices. UK consumer credit and mortgage lending data are scheduled today as well. We're due to get German March consumer price inflation figures. The expectation is for a further slowdown in the headline rate. German inflation has come in lower than the consensus forecast for five of the past 6 months. It was in line with expectations on the sixth occasion. Germany has also experienced profit-led inflation. The food price inflation in Germany has been considerable, and an unwinding of retailers' pricing power in this situation is something that mathematical economic models are not going to be especially good at predicting. German inflation is already within what should be considered the target range. A 2% inflation target can never be hit with precision, so anything between 1% and 3% should be considered as being on target. The number, however, should move closer to the magic 2% figure today. In the United States, there are February factory orders figures. US manufacturing is of some interest. It doesn't play the role that Asia does, of course, and there's clearly been a shift in consumer spending to favour services, but this is still relevant information. This is supposed to be real-world data, although it is based on survey. Unusually, there has been a tendency to revise these figures lower after the initial release. Most economic data tends to be revised stronger. There's also the JOLTS figures of labour market turnover. These figures have tended to show fewer job openings are available today, but this is more a reflection of lower labour market churn as people settle into jobs after a pandemic-era midlife crisis. Europe will be giving assorted business sentiment survey polls today, which is not of any real relevance. Bond markets appear to get a little excited about a shift in reported manufacturing sentiment in the States yesterday, but in an election year, in a very polarized political system, the relationship between sentiment and reality, never strong, may break down entirely. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.